feel the fear and do it anyways. Because the more you do anything, the better you'll become. And I'll say that again. The more you do anything, the better you'll become.
Hi, and welcome to Lead Well. My guest today is Brittany Cosgrove. Hi, Brittany.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Sure. So, Brittany, you work with leaders and organizations on personal brand. Really exciting. Presence, which is my main topic. So, I'm really looking forward to that. And also communication. And you don't do that to just talk about the optics or increase performance, but also as something deeply rooted in clarity, alignment, and how we show up when it actually matters. And now I'm interested in exploring what personal brand really means to you once we strip away visibility metrics and start talking about the nervous systems and values and trust. And I know that there are quite a few things that people get wrong when they think about personal brand. So, what is it that most people get wrong about personal brand?
So good. So many good questions. So, around personal branding, what I really help people step into is finding a way for their authentic, just that authentic goodness, that authentic energy that is very much them. How can we bring that through in your messaging, in your conversations, in the graphics that you use with your business? AKA, how can people feel you and your essence and your energy come through into your business? I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and small business owners, all of who are trying to find ways of putting themselves out there. And that's really where I see the mindset getting in the way of success, because people think that when you're selling either services or products, people think that in order to sell, you have to put yourself out there. And instead, I help them create what's around their personal brand so that it's not as personal. People can reject your services, they're not rejecting you. And then from there, how can we just bring their energy through even more? How can people really feel what it is that you're bringing through with your business or your organization? And authenticity, alignment is always the pillars that we let lead, because when people can feel you, that's when they buy, and that's when your business can scale. That's when the growth really happens.
And I love you that you're mentioning authenticity, because what I find is that it's hard. It's really hard to describe what that is, at least to me, because I am still authentic, but I'm in different roles. And in different roles, I'm acting differently, I'm performing differently, I'm communicating differently, and it's still me. So where does this, what is this authenticity for the for you?
It's exactly that. It's the yes and, because that's exactly right. In every single day, every component of life, we're wearing different hats, and we're going to act differently and talk differently depending on who we're surrounded by. So when you go to the gym versus when you go to work versus when you're hanging out with friends or family, you're always going to have different hats that you're wearing, but at the end of the day, you're the one wearing the hat. And that's where the authenticity comes through. Because there is a you, an essence to you, that is underneath every single layer that there is. And what that means is that whether you're going to the gym to see your friends, to go to work, whatever it is, there is a deeper component to you that never changes, that is unshakable. And that is your authentic self. And that's what we bring through, so that it really doesn't matter where you're at, what you're doing, who you're surrounded by, because the energies might change. Sometimes we're more tired than we are. Sometimes we're more excited. That's all very natural and human. And the authentic version of you is what's underneath all of that, the version of you that never leaves, that's always present. And so that's like that deeper sense of self. And
And
that's what we bring through.
does it also require for someone to be vulnerable and show their vulnerability? Would you expect that as a prerequisite for having a strong personal brand?
I would say yes, you want to be vulnerable, and that doesn't mean you have to sacrifice privacy. So I want to differentiate those two things. Vulnerability is showing people, like peeling back the layer, taking off the mask, letting go of any performance energy, and you're just showing up exactly who you are, letting the world see you, sharing parts of yourself that maybe you want to keep hidden. So that's vulnerability. You still get to have your privacy. It doesn't mean that you have to have your name out there or your personal information or anything like that. It doesn't even mean that you have to be super loud on social media or anything in that realm. It's really just about letting people see and feel like your fullness, your whole self. And that's not just the highlight reel, that includes the vulnerable moments. I'll share it for myself. And what I really hear with a lot of people that have stepped into my world is that one of the strongest lessons and things that we can learn from is when we see someone else peel back the layers and share the real truth of the behind the scenes. So it's not just like the highlight reel of, oh, making all this money, all these clients, all these fancy, exciting things. Yes, that's an amazing part of it. And there's a lot of hours that go in behind the scenes. There's a lot of tears and yells and bouts at the gym to get out frustration and things like that. There's a real human component, and letting people see that is where we bring in the vulnerability.
And what happens under stress? So, how can I maintain my personal brand under pressure or high stress situations? What happens there?
This is an excellent time to bring in the power of presence. Because the more present we are with ourselves in every moment, the less energy that we are expending in different directions. And so when you slow it down and you look at the stress and pressure that you're feeling, there's generally two different versions. It's either going to be external, so maybe you have deliverables or you have a boss or there's some outside force that is layering on that pressure, or it's internal. You are the one that is creating the pressure. Maybe you're a perfectionist, a high achiever, a high performer, and you've learned since you were little, oh, if I put pressure on, I get results. And so it's more self-inflicted. And either direction, pressure doesn't have to be bad. And there's a way that we can work and create the results without buying into the pressure story. So, pressure is a strategy and it helps to get you where you need to go. And there's an opportunity to upgrade that approach and upgrade that strategy so that there is more ease and flow. And for the people that are listening, they're like, I have so much going on. I'm always busy. I'm always stressed. Like, I hear you. That's exactly where I was. I hear you. And something that you can start to do starting today to just create a little bit more space and to just ease that pressure a little bit more. If you, even for the next couple of days, try it out, experiment, just take 1 to 3 minutes every day to just breathe, literally closing your eyes or softening your gaze, just taking a moment to breathe into your body, really just being in that exact moment. And if there are thoughts, if the mind is active, that's okay. Always coming back to the breath. And that's literally 1 to 3 minutes that can completely change the trajectory of your day. Similarly, if you can find where that pressure is coming from, so if it's an internal pressure, so I'm a very strong perfectionist, and that is, so I have a lot of that internal pressure. What is the deeper desire to it? Like, what is the intention of that pressure? For example, a lot of times I see people that feel that pressure thinking they need to do something right. They're looking for the right way to execute their plan. The reality is that there is very rarely an actual right or wrong path. It's just what makes the most sense for you. That is the joy of entrepreneurship, as we are all on our own unique journeys, and that means that you get to build exactly how you want to. So from there, it's let that pressure, it just wants you to get to the other side. It just wants that result. So if you can see like how it's trying to support you, then you can bring through the intention without buying into the pressure.
And of course, whenever I'm present, I can make much better decisions and I can think much more clearly. So I love it because that's exactly what I'm always also teaching and telling everyone and sharing with my clients is that 1 to 3 minutes is enough. I call them micro resilience breaks because it's really micro. Even 10 seconds is more than nothing. And it just is a matter of doing it and focusing on your body, on your breath, or any other of your senses. Wow, great. Yeah. So, what is it that people can do to use their and leverage their personal brand to build trust over time? So, is it more that they need to be consistent, or is it that we need to be likable, or what is it that builds that trust over time?
Great question. There's two components to this. The first is going to be consistency. You absolutely named it. In order to build trust, not only with any audience you're trying to grow or with any visibility that you're trying to be seen in, but also with yourself, you need to be able to trust and rely on yourself first and foremost. So the more consistent you are, the more you're naturally building up that trust because, oh, I'm going to show up. If I say I'm going to do something, it's going to happen. I'm going to show up for it. And similarly, the people in your world are going to know that about you as well. Oh, when Christine says X, Y, and Z, I know I can trust that because I trust her because she shows up. She's consistent. It's really just creating that sustained evidence that you're a real person, that you really do know what you're talking about, that you are an authority in your industry. And then the other component is that authentic piece. So, right now, especially if you're in the online space, there's so much noise. There are countless examples of how people can show up online, show up in the world. There's so many different directions you can take, literally any and every industry. I'm a life coach. That can mean a million different things based on a million different life coaches. So, it's really about coming back to who are you? What makes you different? What makes you a real, genuine gem and not just another number or another person on the screen? And the more authentic you are, the more that resonates and translates when you're speaking to others, whether that's online or in a real conversation, because people can feel the truth behind what you're saying. They can feel that conviction. They know, they can feel that you believe in your product or your service or whatever it is that you're building. And that authenticity, it ripples out from there. And so to build trust, yeah, so to build this trust around your personal brand, both with yourself and with others, those are the two components to prioritize. How consistent can you be? How much more authenticity can you bring through?
And do we need to appear personally? Because you obviously don't have any issues speaking in front of a camera, and nor do I. But there are quite a few people out there that don't like to be on videos. They don't like to speak in public. They don't like to appear on social media. So what can they do?
Practice, practice. Because if you were to go back a few years ago and find the very first podcast that I was a guest on, it didn't look like this. I didn't speak like this. It's been practice. And again, this is another consistent component. It's that dedicated time where you show up for yourself to enhance your skills. That's what practice is. You're enhancing skills. Because most of what we're doing, it's all just skills. Posting on social media, that's a skill. Sending out a newsletter, that's a skill. Inviting people into your working world, that's a skill. These are all skills. And in order to enhance those skills and grow ourselves as business owners or as entrepreneurs or within our personal brand, we always need to be refining those skills. So there is a difference between it being out of integrity and out of alignment, and there just being fear. And so if you're a full no, then I celebrate that. I love when people know something's not for them. But if there's a part of you that's, oh, it'd be, I would like to, but I can't, I'm too scared. There's that doubt and that kind of contraction feeling. You feel yourself wanting to hide. This is for you. Just do it. Feel the fear and do it anyways. Because the more you do anything, the better you'll become. And I'll say that again. The more you do anything, the better you'll become. It's that consistent practice and refinement and taking the feedback, help yourself, support yourself in allowing yourself to grow. Let yourself be a student so that you can just continue to get better, to get more efficient, to get more results. But it's not personal. All of this is just data. That was a little bit of a tangent, but I hope that supports.
Yeah, and on the other hand, with AI at this moment, I would not be hesitant to actually create an avatar and use that and use my AI personality to get out there and let her or him share my message, because nowadays that's, yeah, they look
There's so
pretty
many.
natural.
It's wild, but there are so many tools and resources available, especially today. Yes, there's so many different ways you can do it. Even if you're just taking photos of scenery, or you're taking a video while you're out on a walk, and then you do a voiceover onto that, or you put words onto the like words overlaying onto it. There's so many different ways. Yeah, or utilizing AI, you can create a network of people that are creating content for you. There's so many different ways that you can utilize the resources in the online world without necessarily needing to put your face to as the poster child for your personal brand.
Now, when someone wants to start working on their personal brand, where should they not start?
By looking at what everyone else is doing, because there's no perfect formula for creating a personal brand, creating a business, creating anything. Every single person that you look online, they did it their way. There's strategies, there's things that work better than others, but there's no one set roadmap. So get inspired by what others are doing. Let them be an example to you of what's possible, knowing that it's not always a full story. You're only seeing one side of their life. But let that be an example that calls you forward, versus trying to recreate what someone else has done or how someone else is building up their own brand. So it's really about, yeah, finding that genuineness. And again, coming back to authenticity, it's not about what others are doing. Let go of trying to recreate, let go of comparing and how everyone else is doing it. Instead, focus on what lights you up. What feels so exciting for you? What is it that you want to bring to this world that your heart is singing to let people in on, to help people with? Like I always say, what's on your heart, it's here for a reason. It's looking to be brought to this world. So what is that? And let that be the North Star as you're building up your brand and business.
Wow. And what has brought you to that work? So, what was your impulse to get into that direction, to work with personal branding?
So back in 2020 was when I actually found the world of entrepreneurship. I had left my corporate direction and I opened my first online business. And it was at the end of that year that I found the coaching world and what coaching can be. And I started training the following year. And ever since I found coaching, it's like my soul knows this is why I'm here. This is what I'm here for. And from there, I've always felt so aligned with helping others not only just see their alignment, but embody their alignment. Not only just to say, oh, big dreams are possible, but they're possible for you. Like helping people step into that place of power and authority and knowing that what's on your heart, it's here for you, it's here for a reason. And from there, it's just been a journey of supporting people that have come into my world, whether they're business owners, whether they're starting nonprofits, whether they're looking to build out their personal branding, like cosmetologists or musicians or artists, different ways of bringing their work to the world. And the through line that I notice across the board is people are always looking to find what's the right way to do things. What's the right way? And I found so much liberation, both for myself and in helping others realize that doesn't exist. Because at the end of the day, you get to build your life, your business, your brand for you by you, through you. And that's what excites me, is helping people feel so aligned and in tune with what they're building in their life and what they're bringing into this world. And personal branding just happens to be one of those components.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, yeah, be you. I think that's the one thing that I took away from that. Be you and don't be shy to show it to the world.
Oh, good. Literally, if every single person just took that and ran with it, just be you and show more of yourself to the world would just become even brighter, even more magnetic, even more magical, because that's what the world needs. It's each one of us bringing our hearts forward and being our unique, beautiful selves in this world.
Wow. Yeah. So thank you for being this unique, beautiful soul, Brittany. It was great having you. And yeah, thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been amazing.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.